Welcome to Take Care, Carrie Ann, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
According to the National Sausage and Hot Dog Council, during peak hot dog season, which is Memorial Day to Labor Day, Americans typically consume 7 billion hot dogs. That's a lot of hot dogs. What are they actually made of?
You know, that's a good question. And it turns out that hot dogs can be made from a variety of meat, first of all. There are rules on what can be in a hot dog, but it can be any type of meat from beef, from pork, and even from poultry. And that's why you see some hot dogs that are specifically labeled as all beef hot dogs or possibly all turkey hot dogs or something like that. But in general, a hot dog has the rules that it needs to be a portion of meat. It usually also has some preservatives and some salt in it, some other flavorings, and it may or may not have a casing.
All right, you say meat, and then you kind of stop. I'm worried because, you know, you've heard stories about all, and I eat chicken hot dogs, among other things, but
right.
Are we talking about, like, chicken feet and things being thrown into meat?
So there can't be any bones. So that part is true. Let's see. I actually am looking at the USDA food safety information right now, and it can be semi-solid products made from one or more kinds of raw skeletal muscle. So it is tissue from the meaning actual meat, not, you know, beaks and feet and any of those strange things. I believe some of them can also have organ meats, but if so, those additional ingredients are listed on the ingredient label.
That's a little scary. All right. All right.
I can tell you one of those phrases, though, to watch out for: mechanically separated meat. And so when you see that, it's actually nothing to be concerned about in and of itself. It basically is a way for food manufacturers and meat processors to extract all of the edible meat from the carcass. And so it puts it through machines, and then the machines separate the flesh from the bone and making sure it scrapes everything. And the product is a not very appetizing looking or sounding meat paste, which then can also be added to products like hot dogs.
Well, aside from the meat and meat byproducts that you're talking about,
yep.
You also reference sodium and flavors, and of
yep.
course, there's plenty of fat. So what guidelines should we follow when we're selecting a package of hot dogs? What advice, nutrition advice, do you have?
That's a good question. So one of the big things you're going to see is the question of nitrates and nitrites. The truth is all hot dogs and all processed meats are going to have some nitrites in them because it's actually sodium nitrate. It's one of the main things that preserves meat products and processed meat specifically. So when you're talking about a non-organic, you know, conventional hot dog, for instance, and it has sodium nitrite, that's going to be probably a synthetic nitrite. Organic ones that might say nitrate-free, they also have nitrates because they all need them. They all need that sodium and that preservative. But they come from other things like celery juice and some other additives that sound more natural. So that's one thing to look for. And I think the main take-home message with that is that while nitrites have been linked to a risk of heart disease, but then processed meats in general, so we're also talking about not just hot dogs and sausages, but also things like bacon, they also can increase your risk of certain types of cancers. So the main thing to consider when you're looking at eating any of these things is just not to eat them that frequently. So they can be a once-in-a-while food if you really like them, but they shouldn't be part of your daily intake.
So you are a registered dietitian and a nutritionist. How
Yes.
many a week are we talking about to stay on the safe side?
I would personally limit it at maximum about one serving of processed meats a week, but you might want to even do less.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we're talking with Carrie Ann Jennings, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a former editor of Eating Well magazine. And our topic is hot dogs and hamburgers. We've covered the hot dog ends. I guess the question that I want to know is it possible to find a relatively healthy hot dog at the supermarket that we can avoid much of this bad stuff?
Yes, I think so. So, you know, hot dogs do have some advantages when it comes to choosing them over a hamburger, for instance. And one of those main things is going to come down to calories. Hot dogs are just smaller in general. They're a relatively small amount of calories. I think an average hot dog has about 170 calories. So looking at that, you can also take a look at the fat content and specifically the saturated fat content. So for the healthiest hot dog, you want to be looking for one that has less than 3 grams of saturated fat. And then the other one to look for is just to look at the sodium. They can really range in how much sodium is in different types of hot dogs. So choose one with a relatively smaller amount of sodium. And then finally, I'd also check the ingredient list. So that's where you actually can find what's in the hot dog. And some of them might be those confusing sounding terms like mechanically separated pork, for instance. If so, you know that that is, you know, meat paste. But otherwise, if it has things that sound relatively like whole foods that you can actually recognize, then that would be the best hot dog to get.
So let's switch to hamburgers. For some reason, it strikes me there might not be as many additives and preservatives in hamburgers and not as many meat byproducts. What kind of meat is used to make those patties?
You're definitely right that there are less additives in when it comes to hamburgers. There can be a variety, I think, still of the type of meat used. Sometimes you see sirloin specifically. I'm actually not quite sure what cut of meat they use in most hamburgers, but they do have, you might have heard about pink slime. And what that is kind of similar to that mechanically separated meat that we heard about from pork and poultry. For beef, they can't do the same thing. However, they have found a way to use those meat scraps that are left over from other types of meat processing, and they put it through an ammonia bath, which is supposed to kill the E. coli bacteria, and then that is ground into a paste, which can be added to hamburger meat that you see in supermarkets. So when you look at hamburgers, when you go to the grocery store and you look for hamburger patties, there are definitely things to look for.
Is there a certain percentage of pink slime that is acceptable?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think I did come across that, and it might have been something like 10 or 15%. I would need to double check that, though. A couple years ago, when we started hearing a lot about the pink slime, there was a big uproar, and a lot of places curbed back their use, but I recently read that it is back. So the best thing, again, to do is to probably look for a smaller meat producer, one that tells you that this is sirloin, for instance, and that you can be pretty confident that it has, again, if it has ingredients, it should just be beef in the patties that you're looking for. So I think it might be more in the preformed patties where they've already put them into things that look like a hamburger shape. So you'd be better off getting your own just ground meat, shaping them into patties, looking for one from a smaller producer where there's probably fewer cows involved in making those patties. And if you really wanted to do an extra step and you have a meat grinder at home or a meat grinder attachment for your KitchenAid, you can even grind your own meat, and then you know that you're using just a single piece of meat and you can feel a lot more confident about what's in that.
All right, speaking of confidence in meat, you know, we go to the market and we pick out those packages where, oh, it looks bright red and very healthy looking, but you crack it open and it seems there's only red on the surface and inside it's brown or kind of gray looking. What about that coloring?
So that usually means that the meat has been oxidized and exposed to oxygen. So fresh meat is red, and then as it either stays out or when it's exposed to heat and cooking, that's when it turns brown, or in the case of air, it turns gray.
So aside from grinding your own meat and, as you said, looking at the packaging on hot dogs, we have about 30 seconds. What's your best advice to somebody who wants to still eat hamburgers and hot dogs, but they want to put the best stuff possible on the grill?
Portion size. I think the overarching theme that we haven't even touched on is keep it small. So a hamburger should be 3 ounces. That's 4 ounces of raw meat that cooks down to 3 ounces. And hot dogs, you know, have them occasionally. So that would be my best advice. And then going for smaller local producers when you can, and look at the ingredient list to get the purest product you can find.
Thank you so much for your time, Carrie Ann Jennings, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a former editor of Eating Well magazine. Thanks again.
You're very welcome.